So let's review. The Gemara now will try and define the shear of a revius based on the etzba shear, which was commonly used in the time of the Gemara. Rabbi Yisi b'shem Rabbi Yisi ben Pazi, Rabbi Yisi b'Rabibi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, al rum etzba u'mechza v'shlish etzba. Meaning that a revius is 2 × 2 × 1/5/6 of an etzba measurement, as 1.5 and 1 1/3 is 1 5/6, which comes to 7 1/3 cubic etzbois. We had mentioned on the previous daf the shear carrying as it relates to wine. Ibn Nasan here says that the shear for wine that has congealed and dried is the shear of a kazayis. This follows the opinion of Rib Shimon, who holds that the shear for carrying for all liquids is a revius. On the topic of revius, the Gemara relates a story of Rebbe's donkey, which died. And the Chacham ruled that the blood of the donkey was tahar. Flesh of an avela animal is tameh, but inedible parts of the animal, such as skin, horns, bones, do not contract tumas nevela. There is a machlekes about the blood, whether it has the status of flesh, which is tameh, or of inedible parts, which are tahar. As the Chacham ruled that the blood of the donkey was tahar, Blaza and then Reb Yitzchak both asked if the blood was rendered tahar because of its status, or perhaps the shear in question was less than the requisite amount. In fact, the answer was ad revius, that the blood of the donkey was tahar only because it had a shear of less than revius. However, if it was more than that, it would be tummy. The Gemara tries to determine the halacha about dam nevela and suggests that dam nevela is tummy. However, it is not machshir foods to be makabel tuma. The Gemara questioned this based on the Mishnah Machshir, which says that the blood of a sheretz is metame but not machshir, and there is no other case like this. This was thought to mean that only dam sheretz is metame without being machshir. But the Gemara clarifies that what the Mishnah meant was that dam sheretz is unique as having the same shear of tuma for its blood as for the flesh of the animal, which is kadosha, as opposed to nevela, where the blood is tame brevius and the flesh is b'kezayis. The Gemara concludes that dam nevela is a machlekes, where Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is tahar, whereas Rabbi Shua ben Pesera holds that it is tame. The Gemara elaborates on the point of the person performing the Trumas Halishka going to large extents to avoid suspicion of taking coins from the chamber to himself, including shaking out one's clothing, and to continually speak so as not to suspect that he hid coins in his mouth. The Gemara quotes the Pesukim that were brought in the Mishnah and adds one more from the Navi to teach and illustrate the point of Shetzarch Latzes Yideha Briyas Keshem Shehu Yadze Yideha Makam. Zak the Mishnah. Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel Hayu Nichnas V'Shikloi Bein Etzba'isa. The house of Rabbi Gamliel would wait for the actual date of the Trumas Halishka and go into the chamber with their Shkalim and place it onto the pile in order that their Shkalim should be included in the Truma. In a term Tarim, Achu Oimer Lahem Etraim, Behin Emloi Tarim. The Tarim asks the guards, should I begin? And they answer him, yes, Tarim, Tarim, Tarim Eser Yishayna, V'chifa V'tavlois, after filling the kupot with the shkalim, the leftover shkalim, which are in the chamber, are covered over with leather covers, and the next truma, before Shavuos, will go on top of these leftover shkalim. The same process is done for the second truma as well. After the first truma, the Tarim mentions that these shkalim are from the people of Eretz Yisrael. After the second truma, he mentions that these are from the surrounding cities outside of Eretz Yisrael. And at the third truma, at Sukkot time, he mentions that they are from the Jews living in the diaspora. It should be noted that this statement just defines the source of each truma. However, all of Klal Yisrael is included in each truma salishka, as each time the Tarim has in mind monies that have already been brought and funds that are still on the way. The Brisa further explains the process of the truma salishka. Natal min harishayna. We had learned in the Mishnah that three different kupot are filled in the lishka. When taking shkalim from these three kupot to purchase karbanas, we're careful to make sure that all three kupot are drawn from in this process. Shalmu shlashtan, if all the shkalim were used up, chayzer v'sheikel, the term begins taking a new trumas halishka from new shkalim that have arrived since the last trumas halishka. One cannot use the leftover shkalim, as they do not have kedusha as shkalim chadashim, as they did not go into the truma. Remeir Eimer, Chayzul Shiraim. Reb Meir holds that one may use the leftover shkalim from previous trumas. Shayir Meir Omer, Moyelim b'shiyarim, Shema yitzarach lem b'saif. As Reb Meir is of the opinion that leftover shkalim also have the kedusha of shkalim chadashim, and they may be used to purchase karbanos as well. After we learned in the Mishnah about being pure in the eyes of people as well as in the eyes of Hashem, and then learned about Gamliel's family who acted with extra zrizus in performing the mitzvah of machzah shekel, the Gemara now brings the following famous statement of Pinchas ben Yair, about which, among other things, teaches us how to come to the midas of zrizus and nekiyas. V'chein ha'yir Pinchas ben Yair oimer, zrizus meviyas adam l'dei nekiyas. Nekiyas meviyal de tahara. Tahara meviyal de kedusha. Kedusha meviyal de anava. Anava meviyal de yirischet. Yirischet meviyal de chasidus. Chasidus meviyal de ruch ha'kodesh. Ruch ha'kodesh meviyal de tchis ha'mesim. Tchis ha'mesim meviyal de Eliyahu zach l'tov. Pinchas ben Yair brings a pasuk to support each one. Zrizus meviyal es ha'odem l'dei nekiyas, as the pasuk says, v'chilu mechaper es ha'kodesh. Nekiyas meviyal de tahara, as the pasuk says, v'chipro la'ha'koin v'tahara. Tahara meviyal de kedusha, as the pasuk says, v'tahara v'kidshu. Kedusha meviyal de anava, as the pasuk says, Kikoyo ma'arom v'nisu sheichinad v'kodesh emoy, ma'arom v'kodesh eshkoin v'hizdaki u'shval ruach. Anava meviyal de yirischet, as the pasuk says, ikev anava yiris Hashem. Yirischet meviyal de chasidus, as the pasuk says, v'chesed Hashem mi'olam v'ad olam al yireyav. Chasidus meviyal de ruach ha'kodesh, as the pasuk says, oz dibarte b'chazoin l'chasidecha. Ruch HaKodesh meviyal de tchis ha'mesim, as the pasuk says, v'nesati ruchi b'chem b'chiyisem. Tchis ha'mesim meviyal de Eliyahu zoch l'tov, as the pasuk says, hini anoichi sheleich l'chem es Eliyahu ha'novi, lefnei bo yoyim Hashem ha'gadol v'hanor. The third parak concludes with the following statement of Reb Meir. Kol mi shekavua be'eretz Yisrael medaber lashon ha'kodesh, v'oichel peyreisa b'tahara, v'koyer kriyishma b'beiku v'erev, the Tikkun Chatan explains that these four are connected to four parts of a person: Guf, Ruach, Nefesh, and Neshama. By fulfilling these four items, one brings Shleimus to all parts of one's Neshama, which then brings one to be Zeicha to be a Ben Olam Haba. Hanulach Perek, Shleisha Prakim.